It's Thursday, May 23, 2024.
This is a search and rescue mission, and it will continue to be throughout the day.
Extreme weather unleashes disasters from Iowa to Mexico. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signs Don't Say Climate Change law. Plus, study finds microplastics in human testicles.
Wait, what?
Microplastics in human testicles.
Yeah, I heard you. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
The entire world is looking to Florida to lead in climate change.
Uh-oh. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desiree, it's getting really bad out there.
Yes, it is a severe weather spring across the U.S. with multiple rounds of extreme storms and a much higher than average number of tornado outbreaks. Iowa State Police confirm multiple people were killed by tornadoes that tore through the state on Tuesday and destroyed part of the town of Greenfield. More severe weather is in the forecast. Houston, Texas is still recovering from an astonishingly powerful derecho storm last week that shredded glass from skyscrapers. 100,000 people still without electricity as a dangerous high humidity heat wave sets in.
What's a derecho?
A derecho is a very severe storm with straight line winds that can run 100 miles or more.
Mm.
Man-made climate change driven by the burning of fossil fuels has increased the frequency and intensity of severe storms. No matter where you live, now is a great time to check that your household is prepared for extreme weather.
There was at one point 18 different tornadoes in Iowa the other day.
Yep. Meteorologists say the extreme storms and heat in the U.S. are tied to a massive, relentless heat dome that has parked over Mexico. The persistent heat dome and drought are also linked to climate change and combined have pushed Mexico City into a water shortage emergency. Mexico's heat is so intense that howler monkeys are falling dead from the trees.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, Florida is sweltering under a record early season heat wave with heat indexes running 115 to 118 degrees Fahrenheit, and it's only May. That, plus ongoing record heat in the Atlantic Ocean, is an ominous sign for hurricane season, which officially starts June 1st. But don't say it's climate change. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a controversial bill that deletes all references to climate change from state statutes. It also bans offshore wind power, halts programs supporting energy efficiency and renewable energy, and boosts fossil fuel use.
Unbelievable.
The law ignores that Florida is incredibly vulnerable to climate impacts. The state is spending millions of dollars every year to deal with rising sea levels, extreme hurricanes, and skyrocketing insurance rates. Miami TV meteorologist Steve McLaughlin bravely criticized the new law on air.
In spite of the fact that the state of Florida over the last couple of years has seen record heat, record flooding, record rain, record insurance rates, and the corals are dying all around the state. Please keep in mind, the most powerful climate change solution is the one you already have in the palm of your hands, the right to vote. And we will never tell you who to vote for, but we will tell you this. We implore you to please do your research and know that there are candidates that believe in climate change and that there are solutions and there are candidates that don't.
Thank you, Steve McLaughlin.
In disturbing news, tiny microplastic pollution has been found in the human bloodstream, brain, organs, placenta, and now human testicles. A small study of both human and dog testes found microplastics in all samples. Based on animal studies that show exposure to microplastics reduces fertility, the researchers say they suspect that the presence of microplastics in humans may be contributing to the well-documented decline in human sperm quality and male fertility around the world.
Well, that explains that.
Sperm counts in Western men have declined more than 50% over the last few decades. That's been previously linked to air pollution and pesticide exposure.
All right, knock it off.
Finally, some better news.
Thank you.
At least for school children, a school district in Oakland, California is the first in the nation to transition to a 100% electric school bus fleet. The all-electric buses are emissions-free and eliminate diesel air pollution that harms children's lungs. And the bus's batteries can play a critical dual role as a virtual power plant, pushing electricity back to the grid when needed.
That is very cool. That said, I'm sort of still thinking about that whole testicles thing.
Yeah.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. We are off next week for the holiday week. We will see you thereafter. Until then, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Now that you say it's a little baby, I'll say nuts to you. Really mean it, I'll say nuts to you. What did you say, boy? I'll say nuts to you. Oh, baby, I'll say nuts to you. Oh, nuts.